Previously on Short Quest, Long Rest, Good Vibrations.
According to eyewitnesses, the Stonetail family, a prominent crime syndicate in the Spike,
he's gonna grab his scalpel off one of his carts, walk over to him, plunge it in his gut.
So I'm gonna put the knife away real quick. I'm gonna scoop Ginger up, like, underneath her arm.
Using her as a goddamn meat shield?
Oh, no!
And you see all these glyphs, like, light up around his hand, and this energy start to manifest, and all of a sudden, this fucking chomping teeth come out of the fucking mats and just snag his leg. And he's like, oh, Jesus!
Got him.
It's distant, as if through many walls, this barrage of gunfire.
That's friendlies.
I'm hoping that's what's his face. He's gonna fire at magic guy because he doesn't like that.
Overcharge, magic man. What's that thing you always say, Lando? I like your words, magic man.
I like your funny words, magic man.
16.
What is that from? I don't know, some cartoon.
That is definitely a hit. Go ahead and roll me some damage, buddy.
Nice.
Now give me the overcharge.
Oh.
Nice. 9 damage. That's solid. Ugh. Oh, shit. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, you plug one in his stomach. He's like, you disgusting piece of trash.
Mind your manners, peasant.
Perfect. Okay. Which brings us to Ginger, now laying gingerly upon the mats.
So before I act, it was from Clone High. It is a quote from Kennedy's character in Clone High.
Did you not like that joke?
Oh, shit, here I am muted and trying to... No, I was gonna say, before I act, that quote was from Clone High.
Oh. Clone High.
It is Kennedy's character in Clone High.
I have no idea what that is.
Nope.
It was like in the early 2000s.
Yeah, it's like a cartoon.
But it's also a meme.
Cartoon.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So.
I'm old.
So here's what I want to do. I'm going to continue to bluff and be a pacifist.
Okay.
But I have just seen this figure that took me hostage throw me down to the mats and fire upon my two comrades. So I want to scramble in the opposite direction.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to try and barrel past Olaraja and maybe knock him prone in my way past.
That is awesome. So I'm gonna need you to give me two rolls for this. First,
okay.
I'm gonna need to give me the bluff check. Well, actually, I'll make you do the bluff check second. First,
okay.
I'm gonna make you do the charge, which, let me see.
Athletics?
I believe so. Let me double check real fast.
Okay, because my athletics is 0, but it's too funny an opportunity not to try it.
Or would it be like a trip?
A trip? If you wanna, you tell me. I think they're all the same.
Whatever is gonna put his ass on the floor.
Yeah, so combat maneuver is KAC plus 8. Oof, that's gonna be tough. So yeah, go ahead and roll. You have to roll an attack roll. This is technically
an attack roll.
Yes.
Okay, I have not yet rolled a single attack in this game. Yeah. What do I do?
So it's gonna be, what is your main like modifier for your class? I want to say it's gotta be like charisma, right?
Yeah, it's charisma.
I'm gonna give it to you for charisma. I know it shouldn't work for your attack modifier, but fuck it, this is you trying to trick him into this shit anyway, so I'm gonna give you your charisma modifier. So just give me a d20.
Yep, that's an 11.
Okay. Let me see what happens on a failure.
I would be just like scrambling to my feet, trying to scramble past Olaraja into the room.
So because you were trying to barrel past him, technically, whether it's if it's a trip attack or whatever, you essentially stop at the creature if you fail.
Okay.
So you are now in front of Olaraja. Now I want you to give me a bluff check to see if you can pull off the fact that you were not trying to do that on purpose.
Okay. Am I still doing the plus two on there?
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead. You've been playing this off very well.
All right. That is
oh my god,
a 29.
Oh, god. Even Scree is convinced that this is a cadet.
Even Scree is convinced. Okay, real quick, just checking. Nope. Okay.
Commander Olaraja, there's too many of them, and I've been disarmed.
What? What are you doing, you idiot? Get back into the fight.
What do I use?
Use that stupid large head of yours.
I gotta give it to him. Okay, then I am just going to duck into this back corner here and stay the hell out of the way.
Okay, that works. Unless Scree wants to do an attack
of opportunity. Attack of opportunity on the cadet.
Technically, he already used up his reaction.
He used his reaction.
Yeah.
But he does chump the air like...
Yeah, that's true. Because really, only Sadoon 100% knows, unless they've said something.
Yeah, it just occurred to me with that bluff check. I was like, oh no.
Nope. I haven't said shit.
Oh, yeah. My turn, huh?
Yep.
So Eddie's going to move here.
Okay.
And he's going to press a button on his belt.
Nice.
And use a holographic distraction.
Nice. Okay.
So a duplicate of himself kind of pops out into the doorway with knife in hand, and it's going to move to right there. Get right in front of this guy's face.
That's what the hologram does?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So if you want to make a token for that, go ahead. But I can read off what it does.
Sure, go for it.
As a standard action, you can spend one resolve point to create a single holographic duplicate or psychic projection of yourself that moves away from you for one round per operative level. The double climbs walls, jumps across pits, or simply passes through obstacles, moving at twice your speed in one direction indicated by you when the ability is activated. The course cannot be changed. So it's just going to run in front of it. Run in front of them is a distraction.
Okay.
Actually,
I'm going to do this instead.
Its course cannot be changed. Those who interact with the double can attempt a will save to recognize that it is not real.
Okie dokie.
So that's my specialization exploit.
Okay, well, since it ran past this guard, I am going to say, because it went into and... Huh. One second. I'm trying to think how that would work.
I don't think it went out of its attack range.
Did it? It's not like Dungeons & Dragons. It's leaving a threatened square, not leaving a creature's like threatened area.
Okay. I don't know what the will save would be. It doesn't say...
Almost all saves DCs on stuff is like your class level plus 10 plus your ability modifier. So in this case, it would probably be like bluff or not bluff, whatever bluff falls under. Like, what is that? Charisma? Wisdom saving throw. Nope. Not shit anyways. So he thinks that is a real thing. And the other one... Let me see, whose turn is that? So he is going to take a shot at it. Or actually, he's going to reach out and take a swipe at it with his knife instead of the gun.
I just think Eddie's running away. That's fucking funny.
And actually, this is going to be at a negative two still because it hasn't been... Oh no, did Ginger have another turn?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, Ginger just had her turn. So, okay, he doesn't have a negative two then.
Yep, that was the point. Yeah, I just wanted to eat up some turns.
Yep, that's perfect, yeah. He ran past and freaked out, saw the thing run past, and took a swipe at it as it ran past. He ate up his turn. So that brings us back to Sadoon. What are they up to?
I want to yell out, jigs up.
Nice.
And then I'm going to charge this one with the knife. Not actually charging, but... And I'm actually going to fight defensively.
Okay, so fighting defensively... Fight defensively, you take a negative four, but you gain plus two to your AC. You all right, bud?
Yeah. I think okay. I used an ability I shouldn't have used.
But
oh, is it your? I think I know what you did. Yeah. Okay. No problem. Fuck it.
It's weird because I have a very similar ability that I can use. So I thought that was...
Oh, gotcha. I think I know exactly what you're talking about, but fuck it, it's fine.
Yep.
So yeah, okay. So go ahead and make your attack on him.
No way! Wow.
Mine's lagging. Nat 20. Nat 20.
Yes, God damn it.
So dude showed up to play today.
There it is. They have had such a hard time this entire time. Fucking with the gunning on the ship, every fight.
And now they're just like kicking.
Fucking rocking it. Okay. Give me that crit damage. I bet you they die.
Oh, wow.
Holy shit. That's actually...
It added my modifier twice.
I think it does do that.
Oh, yeah.
If not, then we're wrong. Fuck it. It's fun. So you attacked the bottom one, correct?
Yes. The one that I shotgun blasted.
Oh, okay. So that actually wasn't the one that was I was thinking was going to die. But that still really fucked them all. They are both not looking great. So yeah, come up with that knife and just zink zink real fast, knife. Just slice him up. That is fantastic. So
I'll put the shotgun away at that point. Just got the pistol and the knife right now.
Gotcha. So all the Raja and I'll roll to be inside the actual thing since the turn's over and the guy kind of got like a held action turn at the top of the round. So back to Scree. Scree, what are you up to, you wild, crazy guy?
Jumps forward.
I love it.
And he's going for another bite at the
Go for the jugular!
Aurith said to cover the door, so... Scree is covering Perfect. The door. Where's his little chumpy teeth?
Entropic strike. How many times can you do that?
I think that's his base thing. Let me check and see if it's an... I don't know if it takes up his entry points. If it does, then he can't do it anymore.
Okay. Either way, just want to make sure. No worries. And actually, I was wrong on the DC thing by a little bit. It's 10 plus half your class level... And your key ability score modifier, not specifically whatever uses or whatever. It's your key thing. So if your class's key modifier is charisma, it's going to be charisma that you use. Which technically is like a spell saving throw, but I don't really... I mean, that's what I'm using essentially for that. Because it says class abilities are the same. So yeah, unfortunately, that does not land. And Olaraja, once again, takes a kind of like a jump back. Which brings us the Aeon Cadet.
It's a good thing he missed, because it gives me a chance to read and see if I can do Entropic Strike without entry points.
Yep, no worries. So, knowing that this one's a hologram, he's like, ha! You won't fool me! Is going to instead try to swing out with his knife at Sadoon, now that Sadoon is all up in there. Is he?
Oh, come on.
Natty 19 for a 23.
Come on.
That'll do
come
it.
On. Come on.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah,
that's
buddy.
That's a spicy meatball.
That's a spicy one.
8 damage to you.
That's half my stamina.
Get good, nerd. Sorry.
I did. I brought 2 crits. That's it.
That's true. You did. You're whooping the shit out of this fight, so that's fantastic. Orus. You are up. What are you doing?
Is Magic Man taking any cover with Scree being in front of him?
No. Scree is technically a small creature. Therefore, less than half of him is covered, so...
Alrighty. Well, I'm gonna try to shoot him again.
Oh!
Natural 20.
Natty 20. You guys are
fucking
bulls.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Rocks out of everywhere. God damn. Okay.
Let's go.
Give me that crit damage.
Oh my god.
Does that crit my overcharge too?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, as far as I'm concerned,
yeah,
it does.
Sure does.
I don't see why it wouldn't. 12. If not, people can tell us I'm wrong. Fuck it, it's more fun.
16
damage.
Oh my god. It's disgusting. It's a disgusting amount of damage. Who did you hit with this?
So, Olaraja.
Fucking Olaraja.
Oh my god.
I hear him covering his mouth.
How does Olaraja go down?
as soon as Scree misses with the bite and he's focused on Scree, he's just going to take one right to the forehead.
Oh, nice.
One energy nice. Blast.
Yeah. So, yeah, Olaraja, as Scree nips at one leg, he, like, takes a step back. As Scree nips at the other leg, he takes another step back, and you just line up that shot plenty of time. He's just backing up slowly. It's just like in a first-person shooter when the person's moving, like, away from you perfectly in line.
Oh, yeah.
You never even have to adjust your aim. It's just like they're not moving left to right. You just fucking get in that, just that vertical. That's all you need. You just line in and then just... In fact, get that charge up too. It's the womp, 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 womp. And when it hits his head, like, you see it go in small, and then the back just explodes out. Like, you just see this spray of, like, a shotgun blast out the back of his head. And all you hear is just, my glory. And he just straight back slams on the ground. Shit, I can't believe you killed fucking Olaraja that goddamn quick. I didn't even get a spell off.
Because
goddamn technomancer.
Because we brought a Scree.
Yeah, you got cut.
As soon as he hits the ground, Scree is like, ah, and he's on his leg, and like a dog that's just
starts
got
gnawing on his leg.
And he's just like shaking his head wild. No, like shaking his head back and forth, like, ah.
That is fucking disgusting. This is terrible.
No, he's not gnawing on it. He's grabbing it. Like, you know how a dog gets a toy and shakes his head?
Oh, we get it. Still he's gross. Yep, no, I get it. Okay, Eddie.
I think
your
I'll
turn,
use,
bud.
Yeah, I think I'll use an ability I actually have this time.
Nice.
Trick attack. My bad.
That's all good.
Let's try stealth. Oh!
Oh my god.
Oh! Natty 20 on stealth. That's nice.
Yeah, he's the stealthiest motherfucker in the world.
If only it actually was like your actual attack. That would have been fucking fantastic.
I know. Yeah. But I am.
But
I am
they
stealth.
Definitely do not see this shit coming.
So I will get additional damage if it hits.
Mm hmm. I believe in you.
Nope.
Oh, Natty 2. That sucks. That's like the one bummer to operatives is you get those badass trick attacks and then the actual attack follow up is like if it misses it's just like not all for nothing.
Well, I did succeed the check, so I would have gotten additional damage and the target is flat footed against my attack. Does that matter at all?
Unfortunately, no. That's minus two, I believe.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, roll the seven.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. That's me. I'll be staying put.
Okay. So, Olaraj's turn. They can't do shit because they're dead. Which brings us to the cadet in front of Sadoon. And they are, as before, going to strike out with that knife. Actually, I take that back. He watched Olaraja go down. He is not panicking, but not stupid enough to stay straight there. So he's going to take... a guarded step back, the 5-foot guarded step, and then try to shoot you with his pistol as he pulls back. 17 hit?
I am fighting defensively. Yes, it does. Shit.
No.
So 3 more points of damage as he starts, gets back up. He's like, pull back! Pull back! I'm sorry, cadet! Stay alive! We'll come for you someday! I'm gonna give that boy a posthumous medal. So that leads to Sadoon. What are they doing?
Blap, blap.
Well, I'm feeling good.
I believe in you.
I wanna keep the knife. I'm gonna do a full attack.
Full attack? Oh shit, okay.
First one, I'm gonna make sure that this one goes down first. So,
what full attack?
The one right in front of me. Two attacks at minus four.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yep, anytime you can do a full attack, it just means you have to take a negative four to your attack. And
nope. Hummus.
But you do get that second attack. Doesn't mean just because you missed the first one, doesn't mean that both of them stop.
I believe.
I don't.
Oh, it fucking danced on that 18. Ah, oh, shit.
Unfortunate.
To yeah, be unfortunate, fair.
Indeed.
I wouldn't have hit no matter what on either of those attacks. So I don't feel bad about the minus four.
On an 18 you wouldn't hit?
No, with what I rolled on the die to begin with.
Oh, right.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. What you rolled, no. If it was an 18, you definitely would have tagged. But yeah, yep, you're right. You're right. Technically, neither of those, even with a plus. Actually, no, that's kinetic. So no, that wouldn't have worked. Okay, top of the round. You guys hear again this eruption of gunfire out front, and then silence. At least up front. Scree! What does a Scree say? Similar to a fox. Way crazier.
He's going to, like, bare his teeth at the cadet in the corner mm-hmm. next to him. Just, ah! And then gonna go for the other two over here.
Okey-dokey.
At the doorway. So he's just gonna, like, full rush, like,
I love it. Okay.
The one in the door.
Going for the one in the door. Okay. Give me that attack yep. roll.
Inside just... Yeah, because by doing Entropic Strike, he foregoes the like bonuses of any weapons gotcha. He would be using. So I guess that's...
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Nice. Ooh. That definitely hits. Effective. All right, give me that
little,
damage.
Little wombat.
Okie dokie. So yeah, you take a chunk out of him.
Four bludgeoning acid damage. So two acid, two nice. Bludgeoning. Just...
Like, what is this thing?
Your worst nightmare.
Yeah.
I'll
stay
that.
Away from me, hey. Creature! once again, he is going to take that 5-foot step back to try to get away from you guys. And going to take another pistol shot at you.
At Sadoon or
at
Scree?
Yeah, with Scree okay, being all up in his business now. That's his go-to move, is to back up and take a shot at you. So he takes a 5-foot guarded step back, takes a shot.
That hits.
20 hits. Okay, dirty 20. So let's do a little damage. Throw a little damn. That was not the right thing. Try
yep.
that again.
Yeah, don't be doing 21 damage to him,
two.
Please.
You got a 2 on you. So Patoo shoots you for Patoo.
Ah. Why couldn't he do more damage? Then I'd get entry points.
What is it? You got to do more than your level or something like that?
Twice
your level.
Level.
It does twice more than your damage. Yeah.
I said grow a pair and
yeah, and I'm level 2.
Hurt me.
It's like someone just took like a spray bottle and went on his yeah. nose and just like
as he backs up, he's like, I'm sorry, Felix. Try to stay alive as well. Protect the cadet. I'm getting out of here. You assume this one's name is Felix.
I want you to do it. Hit me.
Stop trying to hit me and hit me. Okay, so that is his turn. Oris, what do you got?
Well, three's the only thing between me and him.
I'm gonna delete that guy since technically it wasn't an ability you had.
So
yeah.
I think that's fair.
I'll say.
Scree
oh
small.
My God.
Natty
Yo!
Fucking 20.
You gotta be fucking kidding me, dude.
Holy shit, how are you guys doing this?
You're the best ever at this.
Okay. Which one did you shoot at? Not the, that it matters.
The one that keeps retreating.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Stop, he's already dead.
21 damage?
Okay. Just for reference,
calm down,
that
Terminator.
Would have killed him at full health.
Jesus Christ.
So, once again, Oris, perfect for your flashback episode. Yeah. How you have murdered 3 people in this episode. 1 in a flashback and 2 in a combat. So how does this one go down?
Seeing it fire. Keep firing at 3, back it up and fire it again. He's probably going to put one in his chest, make sure he doesn't miss.
When you line up that shot, you're like, that womp, 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 and that fucking laser goes through and it like melts and like you see this solid line connecting your gun to him for just a few seconds, and then you see it as it overcharges expand, so like it's pinpoint through his chest, and then it's like it expands to like 3 inches wide, and then he's just eyes wide, just shocked as you can see straight through him now with this like softball sized hole straight through his chest. He's like
that's where his heart was
thrown.
Oh,
and then he just slumps to the side.
I didn't realize it, but this weapon's got a critical thing on it. It's got a 1d6
burn. Oh, shit,
burn.
What's a critical? D6 burn?
Yeah,
1d6
burn.
And he lights on fire. He's like, as he like lights, you just see like the flames lick up his face. And he's like, ugh! And like, he falls over dead.
As if it weren't enough. Just light them on fire.
Real quick, roll me that 1d6. Oh, I just want to see how on fire he is. On a 1,
you
his little hole is like
be
glowing.
A 6.
On a 6, he just bursts into flames.
Oh.
Nope, 1. Okay, so you see like the hole, the edges around it like glowing ember hot and sizzling, and it smells like bacon in here for some reason.
Hmm.
Yeah, yummy. Ginger!
Don't say that. Scree's already got bad tendencies.
Go munch, Scree. Ginger!
Yeah, it seems like they're handling that guy pretty well, and I'm not going to get caught in the crossfire, so I'm going to go into the room where the commander had been.
Nice.
Gingerly stepping over the corpse.
I see what you did there.
I remember that there was a trap outside the door there. I think I'm gonna check this room for traps before any of my people come stumbling in, thinking to loot and pillage.
Give me a perception check real fast.
I'm not gonna be great at this, I don't think.
Yeah.
17.
Everything looks all right.
Wow.
Okay.
Comforting.
That felt really good to say. That was good. You know, I'd heard like that feels really good for DMs to say, but like that did feel really good.
Okay.
You think everything's fine.
I'm gonna go around and I'm gonna seat myself in his chair because it looks very comfortable.
That is fucking baller.
That's the most ginger thing, I think.
Ginger struts in there, takes a cursory glance around the place, everything looks fine, and just plops down in the chair in front of the computer. Ready to go.
Is that the AI
awesome
drone?
That is, for now it is.
Okay, cool.
Yep. Little did you guys know, it's a very short adventure.
This is the ginger throne, is what this is.
The Jinjan throne. Okay, so, Ginger's turn. Eddie, what you up to, bud?
So does he have cover for me, because Scree?
No. So we rolled at Scree, because Scree's so small that he doesn't provide cover.
Okay. trick attack?
I should probably give him partial, but I'm not gonna. That's fine.
Stealthy.
Nice. 19,
so no. But I still get
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's gotta be a 20 plus, damn.
Yes, sir. Yes, it does.
I always forget about that. That's a really hard DC to hit.
It's a tough one.
Starting off, at least, yeah.
21.
That does. That damages. So, give me some damage. Give me some damage.
Fuck ass.
Oh my
fuck
god.
Ass indeed.
Well, I nicked him.
Yep. Yep. You fire and it goes zink and like just nicks his neck. He's like,
ow, a bee stung me.
Ow! They're using insectiles.
They've weaponized insects.
They weaponized mosquitoes on this planet.
Well, that's my piddly turn. I mean, I'm no Oris, apparently.
It's okay, bud. Okay. Sadoon. Show them what you got.
Gotta practice my stabbing.
my stabbing knife.
Now that is a hit. Give me some damage.
Yeah.
Yes.
6.
Hey, Red.
5 HP left.
Oh
yeah.
Nice.
Okay. How does he go down?
I think Sadoon's tired of hearing for the Aeon throne, so it's right for the throat.
He's like, for the
Shut the hell up.
Yep, and he gurgles and clutches his throat as he falls to his knees.
Wipes the knife off on his
He's
uniform.
He's got a goblin.
Yeah.
For just a moment there, he had a goblin at eye height going.
He died terrified.
He died thinking,
"Nothing's
gonna eat me."
Yep. And with that, silence, both up front and back here.
Can I do something while I'm at the computer here really quick?
Absolutely. What do you want to do?
Is there a communications function that I can see since I speak Aslanti?
Yeah, as you get into the computer, there is like some basic files that you see like a log of his own stuff. like a, which like a, it seems like audio logs of his, and then you do see like an intercom function, probably what he talked to you guys through when he told you about knowing when you're conquered.
So there's an intercom function. Is there one that to me stands out as like communicate with all troops, like their major comm system?
You can, there's like a short range, like for in the vicinity, but as far as like planetary communications, like of all troops, there is not one for that. Not from here, at least.
Then the short range, that'll at least get any of the troops that are in or around the town or just in the building.
No, they're in around the town.
Okay, that's all I needed. Because I want to, before we get any more people pouring in here, and before anyone else comes into the room, mimic Olaraja's voice and put out an order to stand down and hold position until told otherwise.
Okay. Yeah, so your communique goes off and you're greeted back with silence. Nothing comes back.
That's worrisome. That's fucking weird. I think Ginger she's a little worried about that because either does that mean that all of the Eslanti troops in town are dead or incommunicado? That is her question right now.
That is a very good question.
I think the coast is clear.
Hearing that voice and knowing that there was one cadet left, Scree like turns around and is gonna start going
Scree, that's Ginger,
running towards the door. So you're gonna he like skids to a stop, kind of like tumbles over the mats and just like stops in front of the door.
Nice.
Damn. So, Eddie, you said something about precious cargo.
He just kind of nods his head to the left, turns to look at
him. Thank God. Thank God. Is that all of them? Are they all gone? This is the Lashenta.
As far as I can see, you're Madeline, I take it.
Yes, I am the head of this community.
We'll meet him at the door and hold a hand out.
He walks up and shakes his hand.
Eddie Fry.
Oh, it is so good that you guys came. Who? Wait a minute, Fry?
That's right.
You're the one that Sedona sent for.
Same.
Well, I had my doubts that I should have never questioned her.
I had plenty of help. He kind of nods at this dude. There's a few other ones around somewhere.
Well, how many? I mean, it's been quiet around here for most of the night. How many have you guys taken out? You say there's only a few more?
No, a few more of us.
Oh, a few more of you. Oh, okay. Well, excellent. Well, okay.
Scree waves.
Pat Scree on the head.
To you too, little one. How are the other townsfolk? Are they all right?
I don't know. We should probably check, huh?
Good. Okay. That's good. Okay. Everyone on me. We're heading out. Keep your heads low just in case there's any left.
We'll step back.
Who here knows how to fire a weapon?
They all just look at each other like pointing to that one. Like, you. One steps up. This short, cropped-haired woman, brunette. She's got kind of like a bomber jacket, and one of her arms is like a mechanical, like exoskeleton type hand. She's like, "Well, I've learned to shoot. I'm not great at it, but you know, I help hold off the cobgars here and there."
That'll do. And I'll slap a semi-auto pistol that I just picked off the corpse.
Oh, nice. Okay. So you see this this other couple kind of arguing back and forth, two humans, while there's a blue-faced android just kind of keeping to herself in the back of the room, and then slowly starting to get up and follow Madeline out.
I'll slap one in Madeline's hand too.
Oh, I haven't shot a gun in a long time. You know, priests of Abadar don't normally, you know, shoot guns, but no.
Do you want to protect your people?
Yeah, it helps when you're being invaded.
Yeah, you are correct. Oh jeez. Okay, everybody, let's move out. Are we going out the front? What are we doing? What's the plan, guys?
I guess go we out should the
scope
front.
Out the front.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. So who's all heading to the front? Who's all hanging out in the office?
I can't speak for Scree, but I imagine Scree's sticking with Eddie, right?
Oh, yeah. He's not... Like, now that he's next to Eddie again, he's not leaving
He did
Eddie's
not
side.
Like being
yeah, that was,
separated, yeah.
Yeah, there was a that was a harrowing experience for Scree, to be completely separated for that little bit.
Definitely mm-hmm. not.
Oh, yeah. He's, like, his purpose is to protect Eddie, and to be separated from Eddie, he lost his, like, he lost his cool. He was pure chaos. And now we see what happens when Scree is pure chaos.
Come on, buddy, let's check out the front.
What's the layout of this place?
I'll lead the way.
Okay.
That much he does remember.
If that door had actually closed on Scree, he would have eaten it. Or attempted
Stop
to.
Stop closing the door.
Stop! Hang on, let me roll an attack on that door.
Just bites the doorknob off.
I think Ginger is gonna motion Orus over. Hey, can you see if there's anything we could find useful in here? You're better with the, you know, computers than I am.
I think Orus is already checking Magic Man, but he'd kind of look up.
Okay.
Then he's gonna take a look around.
Okey-dokey. Well, yeah, Magic Man, as far as searching him goes, he doesn't have a lot of good stuff. He's wearing station wear casual, which isn't anything really special. Does have a arc pistol static, which is like an electricity pistol, and has the stun special property on it, so it can technically be used for like non-lethal takedowns, and also has a dueling sword tactical on his hip, like a almost like a ceremonial, like a commander's sword.
Arc pistol static, mm-hmm. And what kind of sword? My bad.
Dueling sword tactical.
Sword tactical. Yep. Probably wind up giving that to Sadoon.
Yep.
So then he will do what Ginger said and kind of walk around the room, see if there's any electronicals he can get into.
I think she was calling you over to the computer. Was that?
Yeah,
I'll
make a space for him at the computer. Scramble up out of the chair, still looking very much like a Aslanti cadet.
Very unsettling.
Nice.
Yeah, he's going up there real quiet like.
Gotcha. No problem.
So tell Scree it's mouse protocol.
The first thing
mouse protocol.
Orus would want to do is try to see if he can get the cameras from here.
As you get into the computer, you find, just much like Ginger did, nothing seems to be locked. It's almost as if you caught him with his computer active and everything. Like, he's logged in, everything's good, there are no password protections, there's no needing to, like, log in and, like, you know, hack your way in. It's just open.
It's like leaving Facebook open and then you get shot in the face.
Hey, exactly. His browser is open and has Aeon Girls Gone Wild pulled up. And very embarrassing. Exactly. Very embarrassing.
Didn't even get to delete his browser history.
Nope, didn't get to clear it. In fact, there's some real fucked up shit in there. But yeah, we won't go into that. You do find mostly it's like roster information. And you can, if you were to list it by like how often someone checked it, the roster one would be at the very bottom. Like, he does not keep up on his like actual recruits and who he has among him. Like, they're essentially beneath him, and he doesn't care. But you do find an audio file, a video file, that's like a personal like log listed there. And you do find a thing for the cameras to be able to access the basic cameras that are around the base.
Cameras first. So he can warn the other people if they're walking into some shit.
Okay. So, Eddie, are you all the way up to the front? Like, already walked in, opened the door?
Yeah, he opened the door, but he's, like, to the side, and then he turns in, points his gun. Like,
nice.
Expecting somebody there.
So, Orus, you see pretty much the same time Eddie sees. Just a motley crew.
Oh, shit.
Like, yeah, it's some of them are familiar faces, some of them are not. And as you, Eddie, point your gun, they all snap their guns real fast and point at you. And you also see like three dead Aeon Guard cadet corpses laying in there with them.
All right, Scree. He's like, all right, Scree, no bite. No biting. These are friendlies.
Yeah, Scree is like between his legs, ready to...
The first two that stick out right away are Ibretta Folsen, who you guys know. She was staying in her mechanic shop. And her husband, Jellic, is right behind her ex-husband, Jellic. And she's like, oh, everybody put your goddamn guns down. Holy shit. You sons of bitches really came here and started some shit, didn't you?
Olaraj is dead.
Whew. I didn't... You know, when we started this, there was... I gave you, like, a list of things to do. I figured we'd soften them up first before we came in and just do it. And you can see the door is, like, blown the fuck open. The front door has been blown off the hinges. There's, like, scorch marks, bullet fire all around. And you see these other characters, too. There's a guy in the back corner that is dressed in his Lanty armor, but no helmet on. You can tell he's a human guy. Got kind of short cropped hair and a beard. There's this very feminine Lashunta Damaya standing right next to the door with a pistol. And next to Ibretta, of course, you got her little drone that she likes to keep around her, Rusty, that you guys met once before. And next to them, you see this big ass hulking Vesk that is like one side of his face looks like it's been like melted, but like scarred over and like years ago. And then one of his hands is like almost completely melted off. It's like atrophied, but he's got this big ass dashko like up on one shoulder.
Yeah, well, you know, the time just felt right.
Well, I mean, I guess you probably didn't even need our goddamn help.
Well, come on in, take a look around. But you'll find Madeline a little further inside.
Yeah, and I think Madeline and the group are kind of coming out at the same time. There's another group that headed out to the east over by the water purifier. Jellic and Wellis took care of them. But what? What? And she notices that you're wearing like the Aslanti armor. And it's like, what the hell did you guys do? Did you sneak in here? Is that what you did? Or like, why are you wearing Aslanti armor?
That was Ginger's idea. It worked pretty well.
Is anybody hurt? Did you guys make it? Like, what? Did anybody get hurt? Did everybody survive? Like, what is...
Yeah, it took a few licks. Nothing we can't handle.
I'd say we're good.
All things considered, we're good.
Hit them hard, hit them fast.
Get them quick, get out fast. Sorry, continue.
Randomly dropping fucking Hamilton. Oh, I love it. The young guy kind of steps forward. He's like, you guys, saw what you did in south of town, bros. You guys,
no,
I saw
way,
you kill those guys.
Like that.
No, I talk like what, bro?
Oh. All right. Cool.
And he's like, you did me a fucking solid, bro. And you see him take, he has this big duffel bag, and he fucking unslings this duffel bag and, like, holds it out in front and, like, drops it, like dropping the mic type thing. Be like, that's for you, bros. That's for you. And he, like, got a tears in his eyes, and he, like, shuffles off and, like, walks away.
Scree kind of, like, jumped like a cat, like, bristled, like,
and he'll, look in the bag.
Okie dokie. Well, when you... look in the bag.
It explodes.
Yeah, it explodes and you all die.
No.
It's okay. Scree's within 5 feet. He can take half the damage for Eddie.
Thank God we're in another room, Aorus.
No, you guys are fine. Actually, as you dig through the bag, you find it's like full of guns. And the weapons in there you find are a reaction cannon light, a hand cannon bravado, and a solar brand red star.
Fancy.
Yep. And then he wanders back out front and starts talking to this Lashunta.
Well, damn. Yeah, he says he zips up the bag and just slings it over his shoulder. I'll take it.
If anyone's looking at Sadoon at this moment, there's like a twinkle in their eyes.
Nice. My God. It's beautiful.
He's like, well, we'll pass him out later.
Madeline walks up to Ibretta and essentially like, oh, it's wonderful to see you, Ibretta.
I had hoped that someone was coming for us, but I assume you've been helping these ones out. And it's like, well, I mean, that was the plan, but they got in friggin' yesterday, and they immediately headed out, and actually, yes, it wasn't even yesterday, was it? It was the same goddamn night. Did you guys rest at all? Did you guys even stop at Ibretta's, or did you literally leave out immediately?
We rested until night time.
That's right. You guys came in the day. That's right. Going into it. So it was the day before. So yeah. Well, they came in, you know, just yesterday and got in, and you know, I was assuming that we're gonna, you know, slowly pick them apart. But I'll be damned, they already done took the barracks. We lost track of people coming and going. Is Sedona with you? And you see Madeline's kind of face. Kind of gloom over. He's like, no, they took Sedona away. I'm unsure where they went, but they took her in the big ship that landed in earlier. Yeah, god damn it,
looks a bit concerned.
Cut back to the other two in the office real fast. What are you guys up to on the computer?
I am hovering over Oris's shoulder to see if he finds anything interesting.
You want me to play this message?
Yeah, whatever he's gotten there. Most recent, probably.
Well, he's going to play that personal message he's got in there.
Okay. So, as you click the file, this, like, vid hologram pops up on screen of the person, essentially, you just murdered, sitting at that very desk, as if the camera was pointed right towards him. And they seem very annoyed, with their head slightly cocked to one side. Personal log, Master at Arms Ola Raja of the Imperial Fleet, Aslanti Stardate 48506. During our transportation of Lieutenant Sharu and her Aeon Guard, our drones picked up strange readings on this little shithole of a planet. When our findings reached Aristia, Sardat Zolan Uvalestra himself sent orders to Mai Barazad to investigate. Sardat Uvalestra believes that this might be the Royal Venture. At the Academy, we always heard tales of the mythological Royal Venture and its fabled rune drive, but the Sardat is sure it's not only real, but that this is surely its resting place. This technology was supposedly able to traverse vast distances instantly without use of a drift drive. This could be a remarkable find. More importantly, could do wonders for my career. When we first arrived, we were surprised to find that these Pact World animals had already started to leave their stain upon this planet. I personally just wanted to recover whatever technology had been lost here and complete the mission. Perhaps bombard the planet for funsies, but that bitch Sharu made some bullshit proclamation that this was rightfully Aslanti soil and commandeered my expedition to subdue this colony. And for what? What does this musky, dirty, electric monkey-infested hellhole have to offer the Empire? Of course it's Aslanti soil. The Aeon Empire is ever-reaching, and all worlds belong to the Aslanti Empire. But she knows as well as I do that was all a ruse to steal my thunder. So now I sit here, holding a colony of animals, while she gallivants off in the jungle to take all my glory. We've taken the leaders of the colony into custody, as well as a strange white-haired robot. It seems knowledgeable, and had already recovered the rune drive. Even Sharu wasn't stupid enough not to notice that she had information that the Empire could use. Sharu arranged for the Silver Needle to collect the robot and the drive, then send it back to the Empire. Though when I pushed her for information on where she was sent, Sharu stated that it was need to know. Can you believe that? Me, Master at Arms Ola Raja, Captain of the Barazad, descendant of the great Gilhorn Raja. Not important enough to be in the know? I swear to the throne I'd kill her myself if not for Evandrian. And then you see him kind of like think for a second and shudder. Also, she had the gall to try to order me to execute the prisoners. That is far too inelegant, and shows you just how ignorant Sharu is. You don't kill prisoners in a cell. You do it in public, with great fanfare, the whole colony watching, wide-eyed as you murder their family and friends. Maybe throw a child in there just to spice it up. That always gets the tears flowing, you know. Let the peasants see the glory of the Zlanti Empire. And he sighs audibly. I don't even know if public execution will lighten my mood. Sharu took another group of senior cadets to the Royal Venture to retrieve any information remaining there and salvage whatever equipment is still there. My Berezard should be returning soon from mapping the system, and then we can finally get off this planet and pick that bitch up and bomb these colonies into dust. At least that may make me smile. And then solemnly he reaches up and touches the keyboard, and the video cuts out. Thanks for listening to the show. If you enjoyed, please like, follow, and leave a comment. Also, you can support us at patreon.com/sqlrpod. You can follow us on Twitter at sqlrpod, or join our Discord through our invite banner at shortquestlongrest.wordpress.com. Keep smiling. We'll see you next time, fam.